you said you saw the tweet that I sent out. Are you guys active on social media? You guys handle all that yourselves, or
yeah.
do you partake? Do you, you know, you were saying you don't mind the negative reviews from critics, but
oh, I do mind them.
It does.
I hate them, yeah. but I've gotten used to them.
Twitter is perfect, or social media is perfect to bring out the worst in
oh, absolutely.
Just about everything.
Absolutely.
Twitter tough guys?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Twitter, that's what tough we call
Twitter tough guys.
Twitter tough guys.
So yeah. you guys are active on social media. You do read things that are about you. You don't, you know, shy away from it or anything. Have yeah. a handler take care of it.
No. We each have our own Twitter profiles, our own Instagram profiles. Sometimes we tweet each other. Kind of gets ridiculous that way, but yeah.
I'm in the back of the van, check this out.
Did you check that? Yeah.
Did you check this page? Look at this photo.
I got a personal question for you, Danko. So I lost my voice last Thursday at a strip club. I was emceeing an amateur night, and for like 3 days afterwards, I couldn't talk. Your tour is pretty compact, this cross-Canada thing. It's, you know, almost every night or every second night. How do you keep the voice?
Well, I mean, I actually lost my voice for the first time on this last European tour, but that had a lot to do with the scheduling, and there was a few things that kind of collided together that worked against my voice. But usually it's a lot a psychological thing where if you psych yourself out, your voice is going to automatically go down. But if you... I don't know. I have a voice therapist that I've been seeing for 8 years now, and ever since I started seeing him, I don't think about it as much. So I just let things go. Before I was really paranoid about losing my voice or you know bringing my voice down to like 60 or 70%, but since 2011, it was a real turning point for me because I did a tour for about 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And at the end of the tour, I was at 98% of my voice. I didn't lose one ounce of it. And ever since then, I just do what I did on that tour, which is don't think about it too much, drink a lot of water, warm up a bit. There's a few other things I do, but nothing too much.
Get lots of rest.
Yeah. Maybe a lot of what you were doing is you didn't warm up before.
No. There was a couple whiskey and Cokes in there, too. And by the time you've introduced the third
you
candy or second
that, yeah.
cinnamon.
Cindy, Mandy.
Yeah, you know, yeah. you start feeling it and just kind of power through.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot to do with it.